Back in March, Officer Damian Pearson shot at a moving vehicle after it had hit him. Last week, Tallahassee Police Chief Mike DeLeo fired Pearson. In a statement, DeLeo said Pearson violated the agency's use of force policy because it was not reasonable to believe, quote, there was an imminent threat of great bodily harm or death at the time Officer Pearson fired his weapon.
We dispute the claim by Chief DeLeo that he wasn't in imminent danger.
That's Steve Slade, the president of the Big Bend chapter of the Florida Police Benevolent Association. His union has decided to fight the firing on behalf of former officer Pearson.
He was there for a suspicious vehicle. He immediately got out of his car. As he was getting out of his car, the vehicle went in reverse, ramming into his police car, which ultimately struck him and caused injury to his hip and knee, where he had to seek medical treatment and physical therapy. In that time, he had 3 seconds where he, as he was hit and stumbled, he pulled his firearm to protect his life because he felt as though he was in imminent danger and fired approximately 5 to 6 rounds into the car, alongside the car.
While an internal investigation resulted in Pearson's firing, Tallahassee State Attorney Jack Campbell said Pearson did not violate any state laws and no criminal charges would be filed. Slade says this just adds validation to disputing the firing.
Absolutely. Our criminal investigation bureau investigated and stated that he didn't commit any crime. He was justified in what he did. And that was seconded by the state attorney's office and signed off by Jack Campbell. And we've had multiple shootings at vehicles similar to this. And the question, you know, the million-dollar question, everyone, is why now and why then?
The PBA has filed a grievance on behalf of Pearson with the city of Tallahassee. So what does that entail?
The city has, or the chief and the police department, has 15 days to respond to the grievance. We think that's going to be denied. They're going to uphold the discipline, the termination. Then after we get a response back from the police department, we have 15 days to file with the city of Tallahassee, which is step 2, police department with the chief of step 1. They have 20 days to respond. We think they're going to deny it as well. And then we move to step 3, where we have 15 days to file for arbitration. And that's where we pick an arbiter who will hear the case outside of the city's side and render his findings, which is a binding arbitration.
Slade says their hope is Pearson will be reinstated and receive payment for his lost wages. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.